From Washington, this is VOA News. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency defends its use of tough interrogation methods for terror suspects, and two explosions in central Nigeria kill at least 31 people. I'm Michael Lippin. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has defended its use of enhanced interrogation techniques in confronting suspected terrorists after the 2001 attacks on the United States. In a rare news conference at CIA headquarters on Thursday, Director John Brennan said the tough tactics provided useful information to U.S. authorities seeking to thwart more attacks and capture al-Qaeda terrorists. A U.S. Senate report issued earlier this week had claimed that the CIA's harsh tactics yielded no worthwhile intelligence and amounted to torture. Brennan acknowledged that some CIA operatives went beyond authorized methods, but said that was the exception rather than the rule.
CIA officers' actions that did comport with the law and policy should neither be criticized nor conflated with the actions of the few who did not follow the guidance issued. At the same time, none of these lapses should be excused, downplayed, or denied. In some instances, we simply failed to live up to the standards that we set for ourselves, that the American people expect of us.
Brennan also admitted that it's impossible to know whether harsh interrogation methods produced the exact information that the CIA used to counter other terrorist threats. Two explosions have shaken the central Nigerian city of Jos, killing at least 31 people. The cause of the blasts was not immediately clear. They happened near the site of a suspected Islamic militant bombing that killed 118 people in May. We'll have more details of Thursday's explosion in the next hour. You're listening to VOA News. Beijing and Washington have released reports in the past week on a long-standing dispute about who owns scores of reefs, small islands, and surrounding waters in the resource-rich South China Sea. Shannon Van Sant has the details.
A U.S. State Department report examined the historic, geographic, and legal basis for China's vast claims in the strategic region, concluding that they do not accord with the international law of the sea based on the U.N. treaty that China has signed. That drew a sharp response from China's foreign ministry. Spokesperson Hong Lei said China's rights and claims in the sea are formed by history and upheld by Chinese government. He said the U.S. report violates its commitment of taking no sides in the South China Sea issue. China's territorial claims in the South China Sea are outlined in maps containing the so-called nine-dash line, a boundary that encloses water, islands, and other features of the resource-rich sea. This includes territory that has long been claimed by other nations, including Vietnam and the Philippines. The study by the U.S. State Department says China's maps, dating back to 1947, used to back its claims, lack precision and are too inconsistent to form as the basis for its historical claim in the waterway. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Hundreds of Hong Kong activists have been peacefully taken into custody as authorities began the job of clearing the last remaining barricades and tents from 2 months of pro-democracy protests. Joined by veteran activists and pro-democracy legislators on Thursday, the demonstrators did not resist when police began clearing the Admiralty camp near the government headquarters. Police were enforcing a high court ruling that allows authorities to reopen traffic in Admiralty. Similar action is expected soon at a smaller site in Causeway Bay. At its peak, the Occupy protest movement attracted tens of thousands of demonstrators, presenting an unprecedented challenge to Beijing's rule of Hong Kong. The protesters want Beijing to allow fully democratic elections for Hong Kong's top leader in 2017. And Palestinians have clashed with Israeli troops on Thursday after the funeral of a Palestinian cabinet minister who died after a confrontation with Israeli security forces this week. Thousands of people, including Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, gathered in Ramallah for Thursday's funeral procession for Zian Abu Ayn. During protests on Wednesday, Israeli troops and Abu Ayn engaged in a scuffle, with one Israeli soldier touching him on the neck. Palestinian doctors said Thursday an autopsy showed he died from being struck, while Israeli officials said a heart attack caused his death. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner said the military is still investigating what happened. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.